up, Chicago? It is Wednesday, April the 5th, 2017, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, and we have an outstanding show for you today. Today's topic, man, y'all gonna like this. I promise you, you're gonna like it. You ready for this? Seven reasons Jesus might be fired from your church. Seven reasons Jesus might be fired from your church. Y'all need to get ready. It's going to be good. I'm telling you right now, y'all might as well come on in the room and get ready for this thing, because it's about to be good. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Daniel King. I'm by myself just for a little while. Pastor Henderson is on his way. Pastor Parks is out of town. Had to go do some missionary work. Had to go down there and teach some stuff. I believe he's in Indianapolis right now. So he is not here today. But always, we keep him in our prayers. I believe he made it to Indianapolis last night. I think I saw the message that he made it last night. So he's in Indianapolis. But you know, hey, we got this show. The show has to go, and we're going to move forward, man. I'm excited. But let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you're already listening on the line, you've already called in. Real simple. All you got to do is push one, and that'll let you into our queue, and then that'll get you to our co-host. Our co-host does not have a name today. What name does she use? Doesn't have one. Okay, good. I'm sorry, not my co-host, my producer, rather, doesn't have a special name today, but that'll get you at least in there to our producer, and you all will be good to go. If you are on social media, so are we. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO radio. Again, social media, facebook.com/TTLO radio. You can find us there. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO radio. You can find us there. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you that way. The live streams are up and running. The live streams, Ustream.tv. What's going on, Ustream? I see you. Come on in the room. Ustream.tv, do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Divine. You'll find us there. Facebook Live is up and running. I see you over there on Facebook. Facebook, y'all coming on in. Come on in. Press on in, as they say. Press on in. There's room at the altar for everybody. Press on in. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO radio. We love having you guys there as well. Y'all make the show fun. It's going to be good. And last but not least, iTunes. Download the podcast every day. You can download our podcast. You can go back to the very first episode. That's got some meaning behind it, too. The very first episode all the way to the most recent will be in your iTunes, in your podcast library. It's real simple. Do a search in your podcast section for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Divine. Actually, watch this. You can do a Google search, right? You can just go to your Google area and do a search podcast, Taking the Limits Off Radio. It'll just come up, and then you just hit subscribe underneath whichever medium you decide to go by, and it'll be perfect for you. Do that, add it to your library, and watch this. It doesn't cost anything. Doesn't cost anything to do the show. Doesn't cost anything for you guys to download the podcast. Amen? Amen. Look, y'all, I'm in the studio by myself, right? You know, this has been like a rare thing. Now, they don't let me here by myself because they say I don't behave. That's why I have to have all these senior pastors in here with me to keep me under some kind of control. I guess they don't, you know how that go. But anyway, it's another good one. Man, it is, this, again, Chicago and this bipolar weather. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but Chicago and this bipolar weather is getting me. They don't know what they want to do. They don't know how they want to act. It's just crazy. This weather is just insane. I mean, it's like I was looking for the ark on my way here because it seemed like it's been raining. Even though it ain't been raining that long, it's been raining long enough that I started looking for the ark. Yeah, Noah and the ark. Yeah, that's exactly right. Right. I started looking for the ark. I'm beyond ready for that thing to just come on and get us up out of here, because I'm tired of this rain. It's nonstop, and I'm just over it. So let me talk about some stuff real quick. Again, we have this great topic. We're going to hit on it. Pastor Henderson, Michael Henderson, is on his way into the studio. And again, Pastor Parks is in Indianapolis doing a teaching session. down in Indianapolis. But real quick, man. So y'all know did you all see this terrorist attack that took place the other day? I think it was last night or this morning. Late yesterday or early this morning, depending on what time zone you're in, where I guess Syria, they released some sort of gas, toxin or something, and literally it looked like a scene from out of one of those movies where there's always some, like, it looked like a scene from 24. Y'all know the show 24, where somebody released gas and these people are like foaming at the mouth. I mean, this was a real deal in Syria. It was actually scary and kind of hard to watch. It really was. It was scary and hard to watch, man, with all of the, I mean, you saw babies being carried out. And I'm talking, when I say babies, I mean babies still in diapers. Babies still in diapers being carried out, and literally you see the foam coming from their mouth because they cannot breathe. And some terrorists released this toxin in the air, and they did it twice. They did it once to get the people, and then when the first responders got there, they released a second gas attack. Unbelievable, unbelievable. And of course, instead of you can tell what type of leadership we have right now in this country, because when the press secretary takes the stage, instead of him just condemning the attack in Syria, he then goes back and says, this would not have happened if not for the previous administration, if Barack Obama had not been soft on Syria, and blah, 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 blah. Really, dude? So you take these innocent lives, and you take that at a time where babies and stuff are laying dead in the street. You want to take that, and instead of addressing it and talking about what the current president is going to do, if anything, about the situation, you want to run and talk about what Barack Obama did not do. Can I help somebody for a minute? Barack Obama is no longer the president of the United States. He is not. You have been in office now, Mr. Trump, almost 100 days. It's on you, Doc. It's on you. This is your deal now. You want to have the most powerful military. You want to say you're going to do all these things. It's on you, sir. It's on you. It's on you to put this thing, to do whatever it is you're going to do, say what you're going to say. But it's one of them things where we're expecting, I want to see how you respond now to this. This is your first big deal, so to speak, since you've been president, your first time where you have the power. You have two things going on. You have the issue with Syria, and then you have the issue with North Korea testing their nuclear weapons. And I believe they're all doing it just to see how you're going to respond, if you're going to just interject ourselves into some stuff that we have technically in some areas we have no business being in. So I'm just curious to see how he's going to act or respond to this. I am always interested, it's not a political show. I get that. Don't y'all get upset. I understand it's not a political show. However, I'm always curious to find how we respond to things when under duress. And this is one of the biggest fears about when 45 became president. One of the biggest fears we had was his temperament. That was the thing that was always talked about, was his temperament. Can he handle something, or will he just go off the deep end and jump into some mess, thereby putting the United States into the middle of some mess? I don't know. But it's kind of scary. It's kind of scary. But we're just going to pray. Keep, man, you may not know anything about Syria, you know, and again, I am very limited on my information. I just did a little quick reading, but you know, you still have to pray for babies, man. You pray for people, innocent people who are in a market somewhere, and somebody lets go a toxic gas weapon and just starts killing people on the spot. And then when the people come to try to help them, they kill them. Those people get killed as well. It's really unfortunate, man. So we definitely want to keep them in our in our prayers. Man, look, I want to give y'all some man. So look, anyway, I have my yesterday, you guys know I'm a part of the church kingdom where I am. That's where this studio is. It's inside Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, 301 North Central. But we're on the third floor up here. It sits inside the Austin community, which is in the 15th district. Which is the 15th district police station is the police station is the police department for Austin. We had our community, our monthly community faith-based community meeting yesterday. And man, let me tell y'all, so I am so encouraged for one by the turnout this year. The turnout this year has been amazing. Why do you say that? If this is your first time listening to this show or your first year listening to this show, you've heard me complain over and over again about the lack of church participation at these meetings. Yesterday, we had seven pastors. Normally, we have two, maybe three. Yesterday, we had seven pastors from the community in that meeting yesterday. Now, it may not seem like a lot, and it's not, but you know what? I'm encouraged about the fact that they are coming out and they're trying to be a part of the solution. That was encouraging yesterday to sit in there and hear them tell, you know, and watch this. Some of them even stood and said, hey, you know what? I know we've been absent, but we're here now. You can't help but be encouraged by that, man. So I was so glad to see that happening the way it did, man, because there were so many people who sit in this community and they're afraid. They don't know what to do, and the church seems so withdrawn. But now you see these pastors, and these are pastors from churches I've never heard of, but they're in the Austin community, though. So they are now coming to the table, young, and these are some young guys who've only been pastoring for a few years who showed up at this meeting and said, I want to be a part of what we are doing. I want to be a part of this. How can we help? A big shout out to Commander Betts and the 15th District. He's the one who runs the 15th District Police Department. He is all about getting the community reinvolved. They have so many programs that they are trying to, and they have programs and monies available, but we need to get our people involved. This is why it's so important for the churches to go out there, because they need to know about these programs for these children. So one of the big programs that they're trying to revamp and re-energize, rather, is the Chicago Police Explorers. And this is a program. I was a part of the Chicago Police Explorers as a young teenager. I had my little police uniform, and I was glad to have it. I was glad to have it. But they teach you about what police officers do. You get to do, in the summertime, you can do daily ride-alongs with the police. They brought in a SWAT team a few weeks ago and showed them what happens when SWAT is called. They got to go inside the truck. They got to see how the police dogs are trained. They got to see how the drug-sniffing dogs are trained. They get to see this, and then it lets them know how hard and how tough the job is. And then watch this. If those children are encouraged to become police one day, guess what that means? That means you actually have people in your community who grew up and know the area actually policing the area. That's what that means. That means if you have young kids who are striving to be Chicago police officers today and they decide to go through the process, they actually end up being police in the area that they grew up in, then they know where the hearts of the majority of the issues are. So I'm going to say this, man. And they're doing this not only in the 15th district, they're doing it throughout the city of Chicago. So if you don't know what district you live in, you need to find out and contact that district and find out who your community liaison is and get involved, man. Get involved. So that's definitely something that I think we do ourselves a disservice by not going out and actively seeking how we can be involved, whether it's church involvement or community involvement. Either way, you don't know what's going on if you don't frequent the meetings to find out. It's a necessary thing, man. It's a necessary thing. So here's the next thing, right? This is something that I got asked to do. So there's a Citizens Police Academy here in the city of Chicago. I knew nothing about this. I don't know if it just started or whatever. But there's a Citizens Police Academy here in the city of Chicago. And what they want to do is they want local people from the city, communities, to be a part of it. So they said, so of course they said, well, Danny, you know what? We want you to come because we want you. Because you hear, I'm like, okay, whatever you say. So that's another thing. So it's like you have to be involved in these things. So I was glad that they asked me to be a part of this local Citizens Police Academy thing. So whatever it is, the training is extensive. I think it's how many weeks? It's a 9 week course, and it's like wow. So I'm like, hey, you know what? Go for it, man. I'm in. It's you know. So it's like every Tuesday, starting in a couple of weeks. Every Tuesday starting in a couple of weeks. That we'll be going to some sort of class or whatever, and going through the motions of whatever of the whole police department thing. So it's cool. I'm glad you get inside information and you get to learn how and what they have to go through, and then how we can better relate and rebuild that community trust between community and police. The church, I would have, and what they're doing is they're looking for churches to send its members to this thing. They're even asking for pastors and whoever to come to be a part of this thing, because they want you to know what's going on, so then you can better communicate. And watch this, then it teaches you how to spot maybe illegal activity. Watch this, that may be going on in your own church. Maybe members of your church that are out doing some things that they shouldn't be doing, and you may be able to stop them before it gets to the level of involving the police. So many of our young folks are in a bad position right now because they get caught up, and once they get a record, you know, career wise, you're almost screwed. Let me say hey to the people in the room over here, y'all. Let me grab this monitor and slide it to me. Since ain't nobody over here with me, I can slide this over so I can actually see y'all names over here. Let me go up here real quick. God bless you. Let's go in the room. Yolanda King, I see you. Pat Lewis, what's going on? Loretta Lush, God bless you. Alicia Dotson, I see you. Tanya Williams, what's going on? Sherry Westmoreland, I see you. Bishop DeAndre Johnson, what's going on, sir? Dana Miller, I see you. Anton Little, man, so glad to have you on here, man. I'm literally just now talking about the Chicago Police Explorers deal that's going on right now, and it's a good thing for the community, man. So if you know people who, you know, kids who want to be involved, y'all can do that, and it's definitely going to be a blessing. So look, y'all, I'm going to take a break, right? Because got some folk in the room. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to let my brother get comfortable over here. Look, he... Oh, Lord, y'all pray. I'm going to give y'all a little bit more of this. I'm going to give y'all a little something over here until he can get seated and comfortable. But we're going to be right back, y'all. We're going to be right back. I promise you we're going to be right back. Y'all stay blessed. TTLO, quick commercial break. Be right back, y'all. Come on in here, man.
That you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Amen. Well, look what the cat drug
comes tonight. Hallelujah.
Look what the wind of that good windy, wet Chicago wind blew in.
Yeah, I saw my mama's.
You been through the storm in the rain?
Yeah, I saw my mama.
But you made it. How's mama?
Mama's fine.
Uh-huh.
But now, God bless you out there.
Yes. The good cardinal, Michael Bernard Henderson from the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange. Here's the address of the church, sir.
26 Washington, LaGrange, Illinois, 60535. Hallelujah. We know you in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, yes.
Hallelujah. But now, see, the problem was, Lord, I had to go buy mama's.
Uh-huh.
Buy a package, you know.
Package.
Anyway. Anywho.
Uh-huh.
Something messed me up because, see, mother lives, we went to him, on Potomac.
Okay.
And Holman.
Ooh.
Okay.
Holman and Potomac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. The next street over there.
Right.
Maybe Crystal. Next street.
Okay.
Anywho. On your way, on the way here. See, to make it better. When you get to Central Park. And Division and Grand, they run in together. You know.
Okay.
And so on my way, I passed by Pulaski Road. And something accosted my attention. You knew what it was, don't you, beloved?
Jimmy.
It was Jimmy.
See?
And beloved, I don't get to this side of town that often. Because, see, all of my congregation, all of my sisters are right here. Oh, but I went on in yonder. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen, children, they talk about Gene and Juice. Ain't no hot dog like Jimmy. I don't know about that. Y'all can't stop. Do I have a witness out there? Somebody help me. Praise him. Lord, have mercy.
So what you're telling me is, let me make sure I got this right. You ain't late because you went to your mama's house.
Yeah, I am late because I went to mama.
No,
I wasn't with
you. You late
because
you went to Jimmy.
Because you know they get you in and out of there on Jimmy's. You know? You know they get you in line,
you know? So let me ask you a question. Did you eat your food in the parking lot like everybody else?
Of course I didn't.
Threw it in there and ate yours?
No, I got in my car and ate as I came along the way. So just in case I smell like onions.
I smelled food and I didn't know if I'm like, because he came in with some hands in.
Didn't
bring a fry.
Because, see, you be dieting and stuff.
So I don't diet nothing.
You tip out these.
I just watch what I eat sometimes. I don't diet.
I eat too, y'all. Guess what?
You watch this again?
I'm watching it as it's going in the mouth. By the way,
what?
I want to thank the Lord for my sister staying at the home with me. Praise the Lord. My sister, Tanisha, know that she lost her husband about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
But to be a blessing to her brother, asked on yesterday, what you want to eat? I said, surprise me. When I tell you that I have a cook smothered pork chops and gravy and mashed potatoes and some collard greens and cornbread, Lord, help us tonight. She ought to have been ashamed of herself. You see it cook.
You need so much help, Jesus.
But now, on a serious note, beloved, I want to inform you of the passing of Bishop Alfonso Reese's mother passed.
Oh.
Just last night.
Wow.
Last night.
Okay. His church is right here on Madison, right off of Central, off of Austin, actually,
right.
Yeah.
And so we are in prayer for that whole entire family. So, want you to please keep them in your prayers.
And
mother was not sick or anything like that. It just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, was she older? Or?
No, mother can't be no more.
Because he's young.
Right. Mother can't be no more than maybe 62, maybe.
Oh, no, that is young. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mother's not old at all. So, so we just want, and I'm praying for my sister because, you know, all this death and
you constantly have to hear about it, and it's one of them things where you just that's where you just keep people lifted up, man. Just keep people lifted up. So now that you're here,
yes, praise the Lord,
I can talk about something that occurred on last week.
Yes,
was it Friday?
We had Friday. Okay,
Was the old Warsaw Friday? What day did we go to old Warsaw?
Yeah, listen, children, we went to the smallest board.
Right.
Over
the Polish smorgasbord, Warsaw.
On the counter.
Let me correct that. Old Warsaw.
Yeah,
old Warsaw.
On the counter of 17th Street and Cermak Road, which y'all call 22nd, but it's Cermak Road.
Right.
Uh-huh, continue, go ahead.
Let me say this. I had never been in the place before.
He was very apprehensive.
Well, for one, I had never been in the place before, and it ain't the most appealing looking place on the outside.
No, it's not.
It really ain't the most appealing place. And I tell you what's funny, because when we were leaving out,
mm-hmm.
you know, you walked your car, and I was talking to the white guy.
Yeah.
That's the owner.
Oh, okay.
So he was asking me how I enjoyed. I said I really enjoyed the food, and I told him I've driven past it for years and never stopped in. I said, and I told him, and I was probably through care call myself. I said, because it didn't look real appealing from the outside. He said, oh no.
It looks like an old war-torn country.
It does. It looks like the building is like one step from somebody putting a sign on it saying, condemned.
Right.
That, therefore, there's no condemnation. But anyway, so in there, and I would say this. The food, first of all, you know, a lot of places don't season food well.
Yeah.
I will admit, they season their food very well.
Very well.
These Polish folk ain't got no problem about seasoning
the food.
The food.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, in the words of the one Cardinal Michael Bernard Henderson, them folk can fry some chicken.
They can fry chicken meat, too.
Look here. Them.
They fry chicken meat.
Them Polish folk.
They fry some chicken meat. Hey, y'all out.
But let me tell you something right now. I believe it's a brother in the kitchen.
Oh, also,
somebody's mama or grandmama.
Or work with some colored folks.
Somebody gave up some secrets.
Yeah.
Because the seasoning on that death ratchet.
The chicken meat. And today they got oxtails, too.
What? Is today the day?
Today,
oh, there's a fifth. Oh, you did say
that.
Oh, God. But well, you don't went to Jimmy's already. But...
What?
It'll be gone.
What language is this?
That's speaking in other tongues.
Tanya Williams said, when the outside looks like the hood, you better believe the food is bomb.
Yeah.
The problem is, the hood where it at ain't the hood it look like.
But see, what people don't understand is, and this is my grandmother, the late Bernice Henderson.
Bernice Henderson. Yes,
Bernice Henderson said.
See, when you got a name like Bernice, you need to know how to cook.
No, she wasn't the best.
No.
No.
Okay.
All right, mama.
I'm not talking to you.
Mama, am I saying?
Bernice couldn't.
No, Mom, Bernice. Now, she can make some good pistachio cake.
Oh.
And she made, what else did she make good, Mom?
That don't sound appetizing.
They're good. And something else that she
just
made.
Just said that she don't talk.
Mama said true.
Now, talking about your own mom.
She's resting, glory to him. Anyway, but she said, where there's old folks.
This called many are asleep. I'm sorry.
She said, well, there's old folks, there's good food.
Yeah.
And that's usually true.
Yeah,
and it's a well-rounded meal.
That's true.
You know, it's eating three veggies.
Yeah.
A little ice cream for the palate,
yeah,
what have you.
Right.
So I believe in calling the old folk, no matter what denomination meal they may be.
Right.
I believe in following the old folk.
To the food.
To the food, baby. That's why I go to Tony's down the street from the house. She made cabbage and cornbread. Okay, she didn't make good cabbage and cornbread. That's about it.
You're going to stop talking about your grandma.
Oh, no. And then my friend told me I need to make some olive twist soup, but that's the story.
I don't even know what that is.
It's called she crab soup, and I add
what?
She.
Uh-huh.
She crab soup.
S-H-E crab.
Uh-huh.
She crab
soup.
Soup.
Cornish Spurgeon, come on, help him. Help him. Cornish Spurgeon. Come on, help him.
You can't. I'm
done. Oh, yeah.
I'm okay.
Come on,
Angela Waters, so you trying to make somebody hungry.
That's my friend William E. Mevin the third.
Lord Hammer, y'all with these names on Facebook.
Doctor William E. Mevin the third.
Wim the third said, "Color folk like seasoning."
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we do. We like seasoning on our food. I think it's not a. We ought to season food. I mean, I can't stand no bland food.
No, I think that's old country buffet and all.
Old country
buffet. Buffeteria. Buffeteria.
I can't.
You pray for me that I be the one you call it.
Angela Waters says, I'm in the UK and I can't get that good food. Y'all ain't right.
You can get a fried Mars bar, though.
A what?
Fried Mars Bar. You never heard that?
You mean the Mars Bar candy bar?
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, she knows she's in the UK.
The Mars Bar candy bar.
And they fry it.
Well, they do that over here, don't they? With Twinkies and Snickers and...
A Twinkie ain't got no business in no grease.
Let me talk to... Where is the princess of... I can't read all that because we don't say nothing.
Hey,
say
She-Ra!
Right, She-Ra. Our producer, She-Ra.
She-Ra.
Right, She-Ra.
She-Ra.
Right, right.
That was He-Man's sister.
Was it? No, I don't think it was his sister. I think it was just somebody.
She was by the power of Grayskull at first, but no. She was powered by Crystal Castle. And he was by the power of Grayskull.
I'm done. I don't even remember.
I don't know what she was, but she had She-Ra.
Okay.
She-Ra.
She-Ra, who knows all things fried.
Tanya said Oreo cookies.
Fried Oreos?
Yeah, fried Oreos. Yeah, that's a heart attack waiting to happen. But it's delicioso.
I can't.
That's his twin sister. Thank you, all my cartoon people. And they were separated.
She-Ra was not He-Man's twin sister.
Mama says cousin, but my people that watch it say, okay, I think they were cousin. Okay, somebody said twin sister. What say he? Yeah, but that Oreo cookie ministry.
Natalia says, what's life? The fried Oreo. That's life.
That's got the Holy Ghost.
Do it really?
Oh my God, Jesus. With powdered sugar, Sam.
I can't.
We're going to have a whole day about talking about good food.
And y'all wonder why they call America the fattest country.
Now, let me tell you something about this right here. I don't understand, though, how in Chicago it's fat. Because you got to walk everywhere. No, not no more.
You don't.
Well, got Uber.
Negroes is Ubering, man. Look here, Ubering Negroes.
Okay, she was stolen. She was stolen by Horlack. That's right.
What?
She was stolen by Horlack. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Who's saying this?
My friend,
y'all is not gonna go. And are we really having a He-Man and She-Ra conversation mixed in with some fried food?
Razzle dazzle. Oh yeah, stop it.
Okay, she is the twin sister. All right, she's the twin sister.
That's when life. Now, y'all, come on, children. That's when life was worth living.
Yeah, because they have a can of rail.
Right.
You sit in front of TV with a big bowl of cereal.
Yes, sir!
Now, I'll ask you, what's your go-to? What's your top two go-to cereals?
My top go-to cereal is Frosted Flakes.
Has it changed from a child to an adult?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, it has. See, mine ain't changed. Mine has only changed one way.
I used to like Trix. There's too much going on. Used to like Lucky Charms. Just too much going on.
So much I can say about it saying you used to like Trix. I'm just going to let that on my plate.
Trix up again. I mean, there's too much going on. So my favorite cereal right now is for the digestive system. We like the Special K oats and honey or whatever, vanilla almond.
Uh huh.
But now if I want to eat it, it'd be either Frosted Flakes or the Reese's peanut butter cup thingamabobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cereal?
Yes.
That's not okay. You eating candy food for breakfast then?
Well, then I'm still a kid at heart. Or some Raisin Bran for the fluctuation. But my favorite would be...
I only ate two cereals.
Okay.
Fruit Loops.
She was spoiled rotten.
Uh-huh. Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes.
Now, the Frosted Flake minute.
And then they did something to the Fruit Loops.
Hey, it's first, yeah.
They did something to the Fruit Loops.
Yeah, they did.
They something
they did, too.
Something ain't quite right.
Yeah.
So Frosted Flakes ain't never changed.
No.
Now, I have a confession with my Frosted Flakes.
Come on, give it to
am
you.
Am I the only person that puts sugar?
No sugar. Oh,
am I the only person... They put sugar on their Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Look, I season the bowl first.
The bowl first.
I get the bowl, and then I get about a teaspoon and just
go around
it, and then pour in, and then put another.
Now, for those of us that did not have
with full milk,
the pleasure of really being like Dana here.
See, here you go.
We grew up on Kix and King Vitamins.
What?
And you don't know about it. Those of you out
there,
it's called Kix. Kid testing mother approved. So play with me.
I know.
Play with me.
Ain't no man. No, I had the Flintstone vitamin.
Listen, that's cereal.
Now,
growing up, I love Super Golden Crit. Can't get enough Super Golden Crit. Love that honey crunch. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ.
Spurgeon says, my mama would buy cornflakes and make me put sugar on them.
Yes, sir.
Homemade Frosted Flakes.
Well, Sister Chapman,
uh-huh.
She would buy Rice Krispies because she loved to hear him talk. That's my mama. Now, she ain't late, y'all. She's alive.
Now, let me say this
she
right here.
She would like to hear him talk.
I thought that I had my mama buy some just so, and she didn't know why I wanted them. I had her buy some, and my grandmama saw me pour up and now. My grandmama played that racist food stuff. My great grandmama, she didn't play that.
Right, right.
Mind you, we had plenty of food. It wasn't but the three of us in the house, but she wasn't playing that. And I poured me a big old bowl and poured some milk on them and just sat there. And so we eat, and she said, boy, you ain't gonna eat that food? I said, no, I don't eat this. She said, you waste my good milk.
Good milk.
Right.
Those sugar smacks look like roaches. They did look like roaches.
Sugar smacks okay, look like. I ain't never liked no fruit in my cereal. I don't want no bananas.
That's
for the Anglo-Saxons.
That's black for me.
That is for the Anglo-Saxons.
Blueberries and
the European. That's a European.
Somewhere with that
food. That's a European type.
I'm going to put some raspberries in ain't thought it good to you. I'm gonna put some lemon. Look at that, Aldina. Come on out of here.
Wait a minute. Government fruit. Government food.
Yeah, government food. That's
fruit
what
and cereal is life. No, it's not. No. We don't. No, Shira. No.
And we had rice or grits. Now listen, that was a whole other deal.
Can't eat rice for breakfast.
Let me explain something to you.
Can't eat rice for breakfast.
Now, for those of you out there,
my mama said rice is not a breakfast.
Listen, that old Chapman, go I thank God for my dear. That old woman would make some smothered chicken. Glory to God. Rice and make homemade. As a matter of fact, I used to love it. She used to mix it up, and at the end, you have a whole cake. Oh, yes, sir. That old woman. We'll do that here, but listen what Yolanda said, bananas and Cheerios. That's your wife, right?
You pray for her.
You sure?
Pray for her.
Okay, pray
she
for
don't,
her.
She don't know no better. She's from the suburbs.
Oh, bless her. Applejack's and peanut butter.
Yeah, she ain't from the city.
Now, my brother says Applejack. Now, his favorite cereal is peanut butter, Captain Crunch, and Applejack's. Come on, rice is no breakfast food. Loop here, down in South
Carolina. Rice is not. Who said rice is not a breakfast food?
In South Carolina.
Right.
South Carolina.
Who said rice is not a breakfast food? Thomas Hayes. When we get some t-shirts, we're going to send you one. Because you are now my favorite listener in the whole world.
Listen.
Thomas Hayes.
Listen. Keep on. I knew what y'all talking about.
Rice is not a breakfast food.
My brother down south in South Carolina. Listen, you can't have nothing without no rice.
Huh? Rice is not a breakfast food.
Mama said, shut up. Hell no. You're
right. Your mama telling you you're going to get in trouble.
I ain't like it.
Use my belt, Miss Henderson.
I ain't like it.
I'll hold him down.
Okay, Lucian Wall said, my mama said also rice is not.
Lucian! Hey! My second favorite listener. He all right with me.
See?
Even though he wear the wrong color.
Listen.
He all right with me.
Listen, Spurgeon say rice is for all occasions.
No, it's not.
That's what South Carolina.
Rice is for dinner and throwing it away.
Listen, anybody on here that's my friends, tag somebody. And tell them from South Carolina. Y'all tag them from South Carolina, yo.
Look here. Look here. Rice? Is not a G. Lucian Wall. I knew when I met you. You know what? You just grew 2 more inches in my sight.
Listen, somebody said, man, put some cheese on rice. Huh?
Cheese on rice with some eggs. Leslie Kelly.
No.
She go to First Bethel.
Oh.
That's one of the Pause people. We going to pray for you, Leslie Kelly. Here. What cheese on rice?
Down south of Texas. Texas ain't down south. That's a whole country.
It's right outside of Mexico.
That's all motherfucker over there. No, but now listen, they're talking about it now.
Hold on.
Mama up there.
The she writer said, I'm up in a Negro. I ain't never been without. That's why I don't even like to breakfast.
Right.
For those of us
who've been there, hallelujah, rice and grains over everything.
Rice is for Geechies. What in the world?
That's a song from South Carolina. Lucian Wall. listen.
So you think Geechee Dan ain't right, huh?
They gotta have it right.
Who's Dermot Watson rice anytime?
Right, see?
Who are these people?
South Carolina.
I ain't never seen it. Oh, they're not even. Is South Carolina in America?
Yes,
let me act like Sarah Palin.
No.
Is that a real American?
How dumb can we get? Rice, eggs, and salmon. Yeah, that's hard. Huh? That,
rice, eggs, and salmon.
Yes, sir.
My whole stomach started hurting.
Listen.
My whole stomach hurt.
Rice, eggs, and salmon. Okay.
In a bowl. That sound like
that sound like
Chinese soup.
That's very soccer.
Rice, eggs, and salmon in a bowl. That's like Chinese soup.
You hear what I'm saying?
Rice, eggs, and onions.
Now listen,
Andrew, you say you're not even in America. So we're gonna pray for you over there.
You don't know about this because Lisa's on here.
Uh-huh.
My mom.
Uh-huh.
See, we had to eat Malta meal.
I know about the Malta meal ministry now.
Yeah,
see
what?
I know. Don't let me call Cheryl King.
Yes, sir.
I love Malta meal.
Malta meal, baby.
Just with a sprinkle of sugar and a half a stick of butter. But you
have to have
See, folks don't know about Malta meal.
That's right.
Because, see, I didn't eat that, I never liked cream of wheat.
Now, that's for old folks. I mean, old folks.
I guarantee you, some of your South Carolina friends eat cream of wheat. And then I'll eat oatmeal. I ain't never liked oatmeal.
I love the oatmeal. The oatmeal, you know what I mean? I don't care if it's steel cut, if it's whoever put it up there. Listen, oatmeal, brown sugar, a little taste of milk, a bit of Listen, my friends say Malta meal is Satan's breakfast of choice. Malta meal is Satan's breakfast of choice for urban kids.
You know what? How do we block H.I.H. Ram the Third? C-Rod, please block him.
No, you did not. My friend.
Block him right now. We buying that demon right now.
Malta meal.
Lucian. We got that week, man. Look, y'all got the. Do they still sell it?
I haven't seen it in years. I haven't seen Malta meal in years. My brother talking about I used to love cream wheat. Oh,
cream. And what's up, Farina?
What's that?
Remember that Farina?
No.
Yeah, Farina. F-A-R-I-N-A. It was white looking too.
That was from those of us who were getting, you know, the powdered milk. Is that what that's from? Now, listen, that was something that Sister Chapman and Sister Henderson didn't let us eat.
That powder stuff.
Oh, no.
Come up and don't block my face.
He said, I can't be talking about the Lord.
You
know.
Anybody eat rice for breakfast, we need to check your anointing.
Don't shut it up.
Your anointing need to be checked. I need to see your Christian card.
Listen.
Decline.
That's all. Listen. And it was a good thing we had some grits. Like grits.
Now.
Good in there.
Now, we good on that. Except for when y'all start doing some stuff to them that they ain't supposed to do to them.
You can put cheese in grits.
Uh-huh.
You can put
salt.
Pepper. Sugar.
Conversation over. We gonna leave this alone.
Sugar go in there. I don't care what y'all talking about.
No, they don't.
My brother still eats Malta
meal. He still eats Malta meal. Exactly. Look at
that Malta meal.
If I go to the store and find a box, I might buy me some too. Listen, just to taste it.
And get you some Tang. You don't know about no Tang.
Y'all don't know about that. Black folks don't drink Tang.
You know, Lucy, I'm out.
Who drink Tang? Now, y'all ain't drink no Tang. Y'all ain't finna tell me right now.
Come on.
Black folks was drinking Tang.
Come on, y'all. Who drunk Tang?
Who drunk Tang?
I drunk Tang.
You ain't never seen no. It wasn't even black folks on the commercial for Tang.
It didn't make no difference. It was orange Kool-Aid.
It was not. It was fake orange juice.
It don't make no difference. It sure tasted good to me.
No.
I drink Tang right now.
No.
We drink some Tang. Come on here. Come on.
Who's drunk Tang?
Me?
Look, morning said Tang destroyed our teeth.
Yes.
According to people.
Look at these folks. Talk about some Tang.
Your mama said not the Tang.
No, that's my mama.
Your mama said.
That's because that's what
you said, not the Tang.
And it's because that's what did all you some concentrate. She had them cans all you some
stuff. The frozen one.
Yeah, the frozen
one. Put the right
one. Yeah,
put
that's
right. Start with one cup of hot water.
Right. Sister Chapman, you better get some Tang in Tang.
Triumphant.
That's my brother.
No.
We drink Tang when we were young.
No.
We drink Tang.
No. Ain't nobody drink no Tang. I ain't never had.
Listen.
You know, that's the stuff they serve the astronauts in the outer space in the pouch.
I don't care.
Some dried mess that you just add with no.
But listen.
Tang?
Tang, yes, sir. Listen,
you can stop right now.
Now
I'm going home.
Now, y'all, we can say what we want to say. But now, the best dinners was on Sunday. Come on, children. Somebody help me. We always knew it was going to be some pot roast, some greens, some sweet potato, macaroni pie.
I got the best message in the world.
What you got?
From our producer, Shira, for the day says, Tang is like Granny Metamucil.
Help your bowels, Luke. Tang was good on all shoes. Tang, you uppity Negro. Where you never.
No, Tang was. I never even know. No. Now, you want to know what was real embarrassing? And I only saw it happen once. So, Pastor Horton used to be pastor of the church over here.
Yes.
On a few occasions I'd be over there, we would go to the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in the grocery store back in the day, they had that one aisle that you really didn't want to go down.
The generic aisle.
The generic aisle.
Everything was white.
Every box and can was white.
It was white.
He went down there and filled up the cart with everything in the generic aisle.
Yeah.
A can that just said meat. We don't know what kind of meat.
It just said meat.
Meat. It just said meat in the can. Then it was a can that said yams.
And he got the
yeah, yams in the can. Beans. What kind of beans?
It's just beans. All right.
And then, right, thank you, Pat Hicks. Tang was fake orange juice.
You're going to stop.
Thank you. You know what? We few in number on here, but we strong if we stick together.
My never say government food. Listen.
Thank you. That's what it was.
You know what I'm talking about? I used to drink Tab.
Tab's got sex. Ooh, you're going to love it. What? The pop?
Yes, Lord. That was Bunnies Henderson's drink. You hear me?
I'm done with you.
Bunnies.
I'm done with you.
The late Bunnies Henderson.
Do they still make Tab?
Yeah, they still make Tab. Not too sweet. Just one little calorie. That was from Coca-Cola. Yes, sir. Listen. And then when you were in school, the only pop machines you saw was RSC.
Oh, but they had RSC. Now, they had, depending on where you went.
Yes.
It was either Coca-Cola or RSC. Pepsi was nowhere.
No, nowhere.
Pepsi was nowhere.
No.
Pepsi was uppity because I only got Pepsi when I went to the Horton house.
You see what I'm saying? See, at the schoolhouse, you got some RC, some knee high. That's how we fell in love with knee high.
Lord, nothing like a knee high grape.
A knee high grape with a
six piece off the rim. I can bless my
head. God, shut up.
Okay.
Listen, I'm so strong. Put hell on your chest. Got some mellow yellow. Yes, sir, that's it. You got it.
Who said Mellow Yellow?
Some of Lou Davis.
Brock, who is Blue born for more than just Davis? It's time for him to go to Mellow,
yeah.
Mellow Yellow.
Yes, Lord. That's RSC, baby. That old RSC.
RSC, boy. You need that.
Some BC powder and some RSC. You'll be all right.
You did not say BC powder.
BC powder. Hello, folks.
Now, I know what BC. Let me tell you what I know about BC. Because I
got your orders
right.
BC powder.
You know, I knew about BC because I always had headaches as a kid.
Yeah.
We tried everything. My grandma would say, "Boy, go in there and get you something and mix it and mix it in some water." I said, "What am I supposed to do? That you supposed to try it?" I drank it and it came right back up.
But now listen, see, BC powder. You got to take it, put it all the way to the end of the get an RSC or Pepsi. There you go. You brush yourself up in the head. Works. Hey, Lamonia. Hey. That's all BC powder. Anyway, but listen, y'all. Listen,
I'm so done with you right
there. There's nothing like living the life, you know. I forget what y'all talking about. I need the grits and rice. Oh, somebody said government cheese.
What's a suicide from Church's Chicken?
What is a suicide?
Help us out, Pat Hicks. I don't, you know, they're going to revoke my hood card soon enough.
And they're just putting all the pop in one. What's
a suicide from Church's Chicken? But what did Tyke Williams say? That government cheese. Wait a minute, that government cheese and that butter made the best grilled cheese. If you didn't know how to make a grilled cheese, then government cheese ain't the one to practice.
No,
with.
You don't practice because listen,
all your bread will be burnt up.
And
that cheese didn't melt.
My sister's talking about mixed olive drinks. That's my sister.
Oh, is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, thank
listen,
you. Thank
first
you.
Of all, government cheese ain't cheese could be messing up. So that's good macaroni. Forget what you're talking about now. I don't give a damn, children. Forget what y'all talking about. The list of children. Because you're talking about government, and you can't mess up the butter because my dear wanted butter for the cake.
y'all have no idea. See, government, you must have to use government bread for the government cheese to melt.
No, you have to use olive bread.
Okay, because see, it didn't melt on, let me give myself a chance. That didn't melt on butternut. And
Tanya?
And wholesome. That bread, that cheese, that my bread would be black and that cheese would still be cold. That cheese would not melt to say nothing.
Now, I don't know about these older folk because they had a way of doing it. Because you had to cut the cheese right. Because see, when we cut the cheese, it'd be thick. I clean at the top and this thing at the bottom.
Right. You need the cheese cutter. You know, black people have no cheese cutter. Just, boy, give me that butcher knife.
Right, give me that butcher knife. Yeah, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. Yeah, butcher knife. Yeah. Shine it on the brick.
Wait a minute. Dale McDonald said it didn't melt on the buns either. No, it didn't melt on your burger either. Your burger, that would be a stiff piece of cheese.
Hey, it was cheese.
It wasn't even cheese. It wasn't cheese.
Come here.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm
back down memory lane. We are so grateful. Tonight for all of you that have tuned into the Either Way, listen, tag your friends, hallelujah, and tell them that we are on the air. Devrin?
You know, we're trying to come to reach out to because, you know, we're supposed to be here's the thing, too. Y'all do know that 2 days from today, 2 days from today, we'll be celebrating our Taking Limits on Radio, our third year on the air. 3 years on the air is Friday. 3 years on the air. So I'm trying to reach out because I'm trying to see if he can come, if he can be in the studio.
Yes.
You know, but I don't, you know. Because everybody keep asking, who is Devon?
That's the black guy.
Right. Which one?
The
they don't know which one they
are. No, I ain't talking about me and
Tim. Well, they ain't never seen Devon.
Hold on, listen.
They don't.
Because Cornelius Parsons are the O'Neill twins.
Which O'Neill twin?
I was guilty of special. These are drop charges. Okay, me and Cornelius Powell, we're two tons of fun.
I don't
no, they,
know
they're,
nothing about
that's because, you know,
groups.
Company, Negro, anyway, so Devrin is the one.
Right.
We hope you enjoyed listening.
Right, that was his voice on the little commercial break.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, so hopefully he can be in studio with us on Friday. But yes, so we can celebrate third year anniversary. It's our anniversary.
All members are asked to get $30 for 10 years.
Right. Look, we're all asking for $30. $30 from all of the members of the TPL Riot.
You don't give it, you're going to hell.
Right. If you're not able
you're
to send in $30, there might is a very good possibility that you may be going
to hell. You're going to hell.
This is your announcement, Kurt. Zenobia Goggins. Yes, Zenobia. That is her first name. Zenobia. Y'all don't get me.
I heard you mention my name.
You better not. Don't talk about that. Your granny. She gonna go in. Don't talk about.
Don't mention my name again. You're going to.
But yes, her name is Zenobia, because she is still with us. Yes, she is.
What's she going?
I'm just saying, she's still with us.
Okay, so that's seven reasons
Yeah,
might, Jesus might be
fired from your church. That's going to be, yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about in a few. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, yeah, this is. I like the look on this face. When you read them, you're going to be like, okay, I get it. But today's conversation is going to be good. Seven reasons why Jesus might be fired from your church.
How are you
going
to find it out?
What kind of, who in the church?
Black folk.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, y'all. We're going to get y'all to go back a little old school, get y'all a little bit of this total praise. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO. Bye. We got this really good article we want to discuss. It's going to be good. Seven reasons Jesus might be fired from your church. That's the title of the article. So some of y'all are just coming on here late and y'all saying, what? I don't. I'm just reading.
Get inside the love.
Right.
Well, I've been John Brown. The church is going ahead.
Seven reasons why Jesus might be fired.
I'm going with the Lord, really. I don't know where
he's going to
start it, but I'm going with
the Lord. From your
church. This is church here, I'm going with it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is what the writer says. The writer says this. And if you haven't hit the share button, please do so. This is going to be good. The writer says this. He says, some pastors get fired for a good reason. He says they had a moral failing and they no longer lived up to the requirements of 1 Timothy 3:1-7.
Yeah.
Then he says, but I have known a lot of faithful men and women working in churches who were let go for lesser reasons.
Yeah.
They didn't grow the ministry fast enough.
Yeah.
They didn't fit a specific personality profile.
Yeah.
Had too large of a salary.
Huh?
I need you to get quiet over that end. Had too large of a salary. Grew too old. Experienced a season of burnout like Elijah in 1 Kings in 19.
Yeah.
And the church said they were not passionate enough. Or they weren't the best friend or family member of a new boss. He says, no pastor is perfect.
Read again.
You want to read that again?
No pastor is perfect.
No pastor.
Uh-huh.
One more time.
Yeah.
For the Holy Ghost. No pastor
uh-huh.
is perfect.
Yeah.
But good pastors lose their jobs every day,
yes.
and it hurts.
Yeah.
The writer says, I've experienced it too. So just for fun. I want to make sure I read that part before y'all call and get talking crazy.
Uh-huh.
So just for fun, he says, and maybe even a little therapy, here are seven reasons Jesus might be fired from a church today. Number one.
Jesus was never in the office.
Uh-oh, what was that?
Jesus was always walking around town talking to people.
Mm.
He never wrote thank you letters or sat at the desk.
Mm.
He did most of his work outside of the church. How many hardworking pastors have been fired because they weren't perceived to be working enough since they weren't sitting at the desk doing their work?
Mm.
Somehow the late night phone calls, early morning breakfast meetings, and weekend hospital visits don't count. Now,
wow,
that's be true.
Come on. Come on, that's why I knew you'd get this. I knew you'd get it.
Because sometimes I get brain for it. But Pastor, you went to church. Y'all just sent me.
Right, they don't know that you're doing hospital visits. They don't know that you're
committee meetings,
all this phone calls. People don't. A lot of times they don't recognize. Now, don't get me wrong. If none of that's happening. If you got members saying,
and you ain't in the office,
yeah, that's a different kind of conversation. you only visit the members you like.
Yeah, I mean,
members
now, but y'all, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
I could never be in corporate America because I don't like being stationary to a desk.
You don't want to be anchored to a desk.
Yeah. You can't stand it.
Yeah.
Now, if you let me get out and shake hands and make friends.
Well, you know, the cool thing about today versus now, even the company that I just left, the people that are still there. The handful of people that they kept, the little core group that they used as the rest of the group, they don't even have to come into the office anymore. They're all working from home.
Thank the Lord, all
right.
Right. You don't work from home at the Holy Ghost. Let me find me one of them jobs.
They're all working from home right now. As long as your computer works.
Because you know what?
Yeah.
And that allows the overhead not to be sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. You know, so you get some issues pretty much with the deal. They kept all the people with the low salaries and say y'all can work from home. There you go. It's still good. But here's the deal. Your mama said you're still sitting.
Sure is.
Oh, you're like sitting still. That's what it is. You're like, yeah. But it is. But I think it's one of those things where, Dale McDonald says, I'm going to just drop Act 6 right here. Well, what do we say? What's in Act 6?
I think they were serving the tables, I believe.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Why should we leave this job
uh-huh.
over here?
Right.
Do this. Because I believe I love, and the weather's breaking because
mm-hmm.
that's, you always see me on LaGrange. I love walking up and down. I mean, just walking.
Well, that's a really. The one thing about LaGrange is
it's a walking area.
And it's a comfortable walking
yeah.
area. Yeah.
So I don't mind the black, white, Chinese. Hey!
Yeah, and the sidewalks are big enough
yes,
that you can walk
yeah.
3-4 deep.
Exactly.
On either yeah.
Hey, yo, hey! Hey, good to see you. How you been? And especially because people are getting out in the yards and things of that nature. I think that's a wonderful thing about being out. Shaking hands. That means a whole lot. So.
God bless. Now, y'all come in the room. Some of y'all just jumping in. Johnny E. McDowell says, hey there, Rev Henderson,
hey,
my nephew.
That's my uncle. My dad.
And Ben Burgess says, my old roommate
can't
sit here.
He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma.
Ben Burgess.
He drives the Patience bus.
Oh, okay. Well, bless the Lord. We're going to keep going, y'all. Again, this article was written in fun. It was not to be taken seriously, but if you got a little stuff in it, but y'all might get it. You might take it some kind of.
Number two, Jesus drank alcohol.
What? Number two, what happened?
Jesus drank alcohol. In public. He drank wine with the disciples. No, sorry, disciples. He went to parties where people drank alcohol on at least one occasion.
Mm.
He even bought the wine.
Mm.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Some people in the church falsely accused him of being a drunkard.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of churches have policies in their employee handbook that prohibit pastors from drinking alcohol. Jesus wouldn't make the cut. Well, I want you to know, at the Second Baptist Church
Lord.
Of LaGrange, Illinois,
wait for the preacher.
That ain't in no handbook. And if y'all think about revising the Constitution. Good luck.
You know, I've always found it interesting. You know, in our in the Baptist, you know, the National Baptist Covenant. You took it out. In the National Baptist Covenant,
it says
that we shall refrain from the sale or use of intoxicating drink as a beverage.
But now here's the problem. down south in South Carolina, I call them Uncle Virgil.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Virgil's church got two members who own the liquor store. You ain't gonna accept their tithes.
Right. But here's a better one. I work at Budweiser. So what you're telling me is, since I work at Budweiser, I ain't got to pay no tithes.
Or I work for Jim Beam.
Right. Or come on, Fiat.
Come on, Fiat. Yeah. Grab him on your head.
Okay, don't tell too much.
But I'm just saying. Listen, I work for the tequila plant. Now, you're not going to take my money?
Right. I work for Patron and them.
And you mean to pass a gift. But wait a minute. I think
we get so bent out of shape. And what's so funny is on Sunday, because past Sunday was just Communion Sunday, right? So I was here, so I read the covenant. I'm the one who reads the covenant, whatever. So I read the covenant. So when we get to that part, because the minister reads the first part, and when they read that part, man, they said, we further believe that we...
Amen. We agreed at Second Baptist to just
make that line. The pods just say that Jesus was a mixologist.
Yeah, he was. How do I do it?
Dale McDonald said, "Don't ask, don't tell." Amen. I don't get the. I remember being. We were somewhere. We were out as a group, and Pastor was with us. We were at somebody's house, and they were. We was at the McCurry's house. We was at the McCurry's house. One always got wonderful food and beverage. Bless the deacon. Praying for you, deacon. Praying for you.
I missed the beverage last night, but I'll get it when I go back. Go ahead,
man. You got a little sip for you, man. Anyway, we were having like a. Talking about the Lord drinking too much and they shut it right on down. There's nobody mad but the devil, though. Anyway, what I was saying was we were at the house and it was like a group social.
Yes.
So we were downstairs playing. They were playing bid and spades downstairs. And so the pastor was upstairs. So they went downstairs because they wanted to drink, and they didn't want to drink in front of the pastor. Now, mind you, Pastor Williams has always said, "Do what y'all do." He said, "It ain't gonna affect me." He said, "I ain't got to have none, but y'all go ahead and do." You need help. We just go. I don't even know what to say to you. We just go pray for you. We just go pray for you. Continue with the again, seven reasons Jesus might be fired from your church. Number three, what do you say, Doc? Oh, I read that one. Jesus didn't align with the vision of church leadership. The writer says, Jesus often disagreed with the church leadership. He didn't execute their vision. He even had the nerve to call them out on their sin, Matthew 23:136. He says, pastors get fired for much less. Some pastors who publicly show respect for their leaders even get fired for daring to question the vision of the leader privately.
I'm not going to I also not to disagree with the leader in front of everybody. I was on that past such and such. Okay, yes, sir. But now, if you say the Lord says so, that shuts me up right there.
Right. And then, I guess the thing is, he's saying that if you're the pastor, then it's your vision that we have to follow. And so, a lot of times, and this is where I think the issue comes in. Y'all can have a whole lot of stuff, a lot of irons in the fire. And then here comes a new pastor. And he come in and say, okay, that's great. Now, it's because you already started that project.
You go ahead.
We going to let that finish.
I've had to do that.
What's the budget on that thing?
Yeah, I mean,
as long as y'all stay within budget, y'all go ahead and continue that. But if this other stuff, that's not that God didn't give me that.
But I don't understand that because there's a couple of things going on in Second Matters that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things that set precedence before these other things.
So, yeah, absolutely.
I'm one of those preachers that say, all right, y'all, that's fine. So let's do this right here because it doesn't look good having a whole bunch of projects. Let's complete one or two and go on.
And do them well.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Can we do them well?
Uh-huh.
Again, y'all, we're talking about seven reasons Jesus might be fired from your
church. Jesus preached too long.
Number four.
Jesus preached too long.
Jesus preached too long.
He did not set a clock on his preaching. Sometimes he preached too long. People even miss lunch. So he preached so damn long. I'm sitting up here rattling my keys. That man knows he hear me up here. I'm a fan of shorter sermons, but I wonder how many pastors have received a bad mark on a performance review for preaching too long. Now, I ain't never got that before. Mine is too short.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
they fuss at me about me being too short. My little brother now is pastoring a church, Byron Dixon. The mother said to him, Pastor, you preach too short. I've always had that problem.
Wow.
I preach too short because the average sermon, I guess they think it's supposed to last between 30 and 45 minutes.
Well, see, here's the deal, and I don't know when it changed. You know, I grew up in this church, and
the pastor,
and it seemed like sermons lasted. Now, maybe I was a kid and I just couldn't stay woke, but it seemed like dude would get up there at about 12:45 and 1:30. He was still, my mama would nudge me, be like, okay, come on, it's time to go. They're singing a song. Like, oh.
What?
Yeah. So I guess here is the thing. It depends on what type of church you're at.
That's number one.
Because if you're one of those, not necessarily preaching pastors, but teaching pastors, that meaning that you're not preaching, you're teaching. Because there is a difference, y'all. There is a difference.
Well, they intertwine.
They do intertwine, but times out of ten, the preaching hour is the preaching hour.
Yeah.
Well, not the hour, but I'm just saying, the time. But even most of the guys that I know today don't preach. I think 30 minutes is the longest.
Yeah. I mean, there are those, like Like, I love it. Pastor Johnny Miller's along, a little along with
it. You forget.
Yeah, because of the antics.
That he's been preaching for 37 minutes.
If you give me the antics, don't be up there drying.
Yeah, we're going to turn to the book of Matthew.
Yes.
Matthew's.
Yeah.
A lot of people to ask Matthew's.
You know, what Matthew's was talking about was.
Why did they put an S on Matthew's?
Revelations.
The book of John's.
The book of John.
But no, seriously, but when you are. Pastor Williams always taught us, he told us 20, 25 minutes. Stay right in that area.
In that parameter. I think that should be. But now I'm one of those people who I'm going to give you what God says.
And sit down.
And I'll see y'all later.
And sit down. Yeah, look here. When I type that thing out, when I do that last draft on Saturday night, early Sunday morning, whenever it is. Right. When that thing is typed out, when it says the end on there, that's the end. The doors of the church is open.
Yeah.
By letter.
Experience.
Candidate.
For baptism.
Baptism.
Is that one?
Won't you come?
Is that one tonight? But of course, for Jesus, if you look at Matthew's chapter 5, he preached chapter 5.
6.
Chapter 6.
That's what he was saying. That's why.
And I just got through talking about tonight. I'm talking about Stephen's sermon.
Oh.
In the book of Acts.
That was a long
one. He preached about 52, 53 verses. No, man.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people that believe Sunday was the first time in a long time that I had 4 points in my sermon.
4 points?
Four.
Woo!
I'm thinking if you got 5, you can stretch to 6. And this will be part 1 this week.
Part 2 next week, right. This 2-part series.
Yeah, the 2-part series. Y'all join me here.
Join me next week for part 2. Same bat time, same.
But I do have friends who have point 1, ABC, 2, ABC, 3, ABC.
That's how Pastor Williams' sermons, because he would give me his sermons Sunday morning to take upstairs to the pulpit. So, and I'd give me a sneak peek. Like, okay. So I can always have the stuff already set up in my Bible. So I'd have to go. But he'd have point 1, and then he'd have bullet points, and then ABC, and then 1A, 1. Yeah. He was an outline preacher.
Y'all would get points 1.
Now here's my deal. How do you feel about? And I know y'all talk. How do you feel about the length of the scripture that's being read? Because I've seen people get up there and read verses 1-34.
If the points are in there, fine. But I'm one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
I home in on one verse.
Yeah.
And then I explain everything.
Yeah, you go a little before that, give them the whole thing.
Yes,
but
yes.
I think to stand there
and read the whole.
And my scripture text today is coming from the book of Matthew, the first chapter, verses 1-47. Huh?
Oh.
And it reads, what? They passed it along.
I'm not reading all that.
Wait, Pat Hicks said, get up, speak up, and shut up. She said, make me glad you came and not glad you go.
I ain't reading all that scripture. That's just like at a funeral. You got to read all 12 verses. No, you don't.
Mm-mm. Don't do it. Don't do it. Lord have mercy. Let's keep going, y'all. We got about 13 minutes. Let's go. What's that? Number 5? Number 4?
Yeah, Jesus broke tradition.
Uh-oh.
All right. Jesus
didn't
always follow traditions. Mm. He broke church traditions that weren't biblical commands.
Mm.
It's one of the reasons the religious leaders wanted to crucify him. Mark 3, 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing that most churches don't like change. Some will choose their tradition. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Choose their tradition over their pastors. That's the truth.
Woo!
How many pastors have gotten in hot water over a change in the music or even the carpet?
Mm.
Now, Lord knows I'm changing some of the things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just because you do it don't mean.
I love this because he said because he broke traditions that weren't biblical commands.
Now that's the thing right there.
That weren't biblical commands.
Yes.
And a lot of what we do in the church
ain't biblically commands.
Ain't got nothing to do with Bible. it ain't a narrative scripture.
Narrative.
Not a narrative.
It ain't
nowhere in there. But because great granddaddy did it, and granddaddy did it, and my daddy did it, we gonna keep doing it. Well, I hate to tell you, great granddaddy was wrong. Granddaddy was more wrong. Your daddy was dead wrong, and you stupid.
Dr. Leonzo Lynch said when he first went to Ebenezer in Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
that the communion table would have wine,
uh-huh.
and it would have grapes.
Oh, to signify something?
No,
just because
for those who are alcoholics, they got a grape.
Oh.
And for those who were not, they got wine.
Wow, okay.
And he said, I'm just going.
So he just got rid of the alcohol altogether.
Yeah, because now it took him a while, just like right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get us out of covering up the communion.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Pray. They're getting there.
Really?
Yeah, they're getting
there. What'd you do this first Sunday?
I tell that for the way it was. But they're getting there.
Have you taught on it? Have you?
Yeah, I'm teaching them because
but they still don't.
You know, it's a traditional thing. You have to kind of slowly move it out the way.
You just can't take it off.
Right. And then, you know, we have
to. I need help.
Yeah. You know, you got to, you know. Boom.
This shit off of here.
Yeah, but now, so it took them a while. Even when I was south, mm-hmm. it took them a while to get used to that.
Oh, so you did that. You took it off down south, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, y'all, it was for flies. We thought it was a sacredness. No, flies.
Wearing white on first Sunday. I don't know where that came from.
I think they said talking about purity. Hold on, I don't know.
Where did that come from? Wearing white on first Sunday.
Tradition, because I wear black and white.
And even black on first Sunday. Where did it come from? I mean, seriously, where? We have all these
traditions that we kept going. Hold on, listen, Lord.
Let me say, Jeannie, okay, he says, you got to sit there and wait. Till you're the pastor. Installation service don't make you the pastor.
Right.
Learn your parishioners before you move with power over your pastoral passion. But my God, wisdom.
In the words
that's
of Jackie Grant,
that's good.
Don't use your influence until you get some.
That's good. That's good, G. Lucian Ward. That's wisdom. That's perfect for a day like today. That's real good. That's real good. I like that. He says you got to sit there and wait until you're the pastor. He says installation services don't make the pastor.
Yeah.
Woo.
I'm just not starting to move this way.
But this is your second year.
Yeah, but now, again, I had to wait and be like, oh,
mm-hmm.
let me see where the landmines are.
right.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, let's do it. Number six says this, y'all. This is good. Number six says Jesus's numbers went down.
Uh-huh.
He says at first Jesus grew his ministry, uh-huh. but later on he preached a difficult message and a lot of people left.
Yes.
John 6:66-67. That would not have looked good on an attendance report.
No.
But many pastors live and die by their numbers. If the numbers are up, they breathe a sigh of relief. If the numbers are down, they start updating their resume.
Well, that's because people grade on, you know, on the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm even having the thing to where, all right, well, I'm missing people.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, people, you know, what can we do to draw people in and this and the other, la, 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 la,
mm-hmm.
la.
Mm-hmm.
And because people will deem you by the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we need to kind of get over.
Yeah, Pat Hicks just said this. He said, the traditional Baptist church's famous seven words motto, we've never done it that way before. But, yeah, it you know what? Everything is numbers oriented, and numbers don't always mean success.
Oh, no.
Numbers do not always mean success, people. It does not. It does not, because it's you have to put those numbers into context.
Yes.
I'll give you a good example. Numbers don't matter, you know, the attendance doesn't really matter as much in the church as the attendance does for those of you all listening on this radio show.
Yes.
Our numbers matter.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm going to that.
Right. Our numbers matter. And as much as we appreciate you all watching on Facebook and those of you watching on Ustream, and we appreciate y'all, that ain't the number that I checked at midnight. Everybody's Bible say, and at midnight.
Uh-huh.
Right, that ain't the number I checked. The number that I checked is the one on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
That's the one where they send us the numbers that say, this is how many listeners actually listen to you, or this is how many people downloaded you. So those numbers matter. In church, no. If anything, the numbers that matter is, are you reaching people?
Yes.
Are you reaching people? Because you can have folks show up for an event, and then you don't see them no more.
And that's, I mean, I joined one time and like, okay, I joined church, so that's enough.
Exactly. I remember, you know, we, and here's the deal. If you have this big event and people show up for it, you know, for one, most of the time, and this is for the churches who are very good at doing programs, we real good at false advertising. Let me help somebody. We real good at false advertising because if we put our best, you know, it's like when you have company for the first time at the house.
Put out a best foot forward.
You know, you put your best china out. You know, you take the plastic off the couch. You get out the good forks, you know, the ones that match, you know, all the glasses and all that stuff because you got company coming.
Yeah.
You know, but then after they done been over there a couple of times, now they just eating off whatever plate.
You better get that plate over there and go
over there. They used to fix your plate. Now go fix your own, man. You better go in there and get
you know
your,
what you want. Go
right.
On.
You know what you're going to eat. You know
what you're going to eat. Go now.
But then you don't give them the same kind of you're not giving them that same hospitality you did on Family and
right.
Friends Day.
That's
Family and Friends Day, you hugging people at the door, you greet them at the parking lot. The following Sunday, yeah.
You've been here before. You know how to get in that door.
You know where the door is. You know what I'm saying? And we do that so often, and people look for that nigga. Wait a minute, where are the nice people that greeted me?
Right.
The very person that hugged you at the door on Family and Friends Day looked you in your face the next Sunday and don't say nothing to you.
I know
that stepped on a toe or two, but I'm just saying we got to get beyond this thing of looking at numbers when numbers don't really matter most of the time. Let's go. Last one, number seven. Read.
Jesus wasn't married.
Oh, he wasn't what?
He wasn't married.
He wasn't.
Okay, maybe a church wouldn't fire Jesus for this one.
They might not hire him.
Have married, yeah, married as a qualification for jobs. Just look through postings on church job boards and see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
By these standards, the Jesus and Paul.
Both. By these standards.
Now, Paul was divorced. If you will. I'm not qualified enough. It's not easy for my single pastor friends, especially as they grow older.
Wow.
That's true.
Wow.
Very much true. Because nobody wants to grow old by themselves.
Right. But I mean, I guess the question is, I guess, you know, Lucian? Uh-oh.
I don't know what.
I
want to go old by myself.
I think you're talking about Jesus being married.
You mean Paul?
Or Paul being divorced. Which one is it?
You know that Paul was divorced. Come on here.
Which one is it? Which one you talking about?
That's Paul.
Well, you know, the conspiracy theory people tell you, Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene.
I can't, you know, but now they make me too for that.
You know, conspiracy.
The bloodline, you know.
Yeah,
demons,
right, right. They say, Jesus, he said, how we know Jesus wasn't married?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't married.
We don't know, but the Bible does not speak of it, so we wrongfully or rightly assume. How about that? But anyway, the question is this. Here's the question. Does that matter?
No. To some people, it does.
To some people, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
When they talk about the church is a family unit, la, 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 la. Not because, just because I'm not married does not mean.
But where does that even come from?
But then,
the church is a, that's not even.
I guess because.
That's not even biblical, though.
I got that. The whole thing. God, Father, God, Son, go to the Holy Spirit. But good, God in hand, no. Okay, anyway. But then people don't understand that
mm-hmm.
if you are married.
Mm-hmm.
And you, this is the pastor that you want. Do you know it costs more for a married man than it do for a single man?
you mean the salary?
Yes.
That's if your church cares about that stuff.
But you want me to be married?
I mean,
and they give me peanuts. But I got children in private school, and. All right,
we ain't trying to take care of you. We just want you to come here and preach and teach every once in a while and go visit the sick and then answer the phone when we call, do all the funerals.
Churches need
No, stop. Hold on. So seriously, this is the terms behind that. We want you to marry everybody, funeralize everybody, visit everybody in the hospital. What did I miss? Oh, bless every baby. Yeah, bless every child. Visit your convict children and do all these other things.
And go to all the committee meetings or community meetings
right.
And be visible in the community
right.
And do funerals for the people that get gunned down.
Dr. Julian Spencer out in Maine Baptist.
Yeah.
I came in peaceful.
Yeah, from California.
Right, from California. His wife is a stewardess. Or she works at an airline.
Ooh, free flight. Yeah.
Yeah, she works, I forget which front is the front, one of some airline.
Uh-huh.
So she works at an airline. So she travels quite often.
Extensively, yes.
She's really not involved.
Hey, flipping. Yeah.
She's really not involved in any of the ministry of the church.
Because she works.
Because she has a job. Yeah. God did not call her.
Call him.
To the ministry.
Right.
He called him.
Yes.
And we have a really bad, and this is a traditional thing, we automatically assume, and this is how we get ourselves in trouble, because then when you do get that first lady who happens to be messy as hell, when we do happen to do that, then it's like, then what's the deal? Then now you mad because, well, she had no business in ministry in the first place because God didn't call her. But y'all saw fit.
Y'all want to pull her
to in. Keep pulling her in, not knowing that she really don't want to.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's insane. It really is. It really
I've
is.
Ministers, well, no, I've never and. My whole thing about it is this, and I have other friends whose wives are lawyers, and that sometimes takes them out. Well, where is your wife? She at work. I have a deacon right now. I love them dearly, and I always wonder when Deacon S would come up, why was his wife not with the deacon?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You live.
Mm-hmm.
That's my deacon that had the knife in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he says, Pastor, my wife, I'm the deacon. She's not.
Wow.
She does whatever.
Wow.
I've never,
right.
You know, told her, now, Miss Sally, you need to do
this. You have to be.
Like,
right.
No. She's one of them, like, I don't want to be bothered with y'all.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with there's nothing wrong with the fact that the other side, the spouse or whatever, does not want to be involved in the ministry.
Right. So, I mean, and listen.
And truth be told, God didn't call you to the deacon board. You were chosen.
Lord is
huh? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's not, you know, you can't.
One of my friends, his wife sits in the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
On this side in her chair, that she got some, you know, some people that
mm-hmm.
nurses that wait on whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She don't say no. She sits over there in her chair in the balcony. Thank you. His name is Terry King. Miss King be in the balcony. Over here on the side. That's what Miss King said.
Oh God! I mean, and guess what? Y'all need to be okay with that. You need to be okay with that if that's the case. I mean, because God calls, you know, he said preach on tonight.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, where's your wife? And listen, and I got to listen. Saturday I got something in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
That was addressed to First Lady Henderson.
Oh.
I just took it to my mama's house.
You did what?
I just took it to my mama's house. I said, Mom, you wanna go? Yes, First Lady Henderson is here. I'm his mama. He's somewhere else.
The last part of the article says this, is that here's my point. Churches need to be careful when pushing pastors out the door.
Yes.
Unless there's a clear, fireable offense, slow your roll, don't make rash decisions.
Yes.
Firing a pastor is painful.
Yep.
It's like a divorce. It hurts everyone involved.
Yep.
It hurts you, the pastor, their family, and many people in your church who love them. He says, before getting a divorce, we need to do everything you can to make that relationship work. Talk about your problems. Get counseling. See if you can make it work. Allow time for the relationship to heal. Why not go through the same measures to fix a relationship with a pastor?
Right.
He says, yes. Yes, the church is like a business in some ways, but pastors are more than just employees.
Yes.
Sadly, many corporations often have better policies than churches to protect employees from getting fired without multiple warnings and steps towards reconciliation. Am I wrong, or many churches too quick to fire?
So I'm too quick to fire.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good because, you know, a lot of, I can tell you right now, you know, just thinking about this, a lot of folks would not like Jesus to be in charge of their churches right now. A lot of folk would not like Jesus, and I'm talking the physical Jesus, to walk in the door and say, I'm going to be your pastor today. They would have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the foolishness that we still do, a lot of these traditions, and Lucian Ward just said it best a few minutes ago. He said we retained a lot of African retentions mixed with black church traditions.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And deacons are appointed and subject to be disappointed. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to walk in the pastor's anointing, that's right. Your Holy Ghost and my Holy Ghost on a team up. That's how it gets going.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Exactly. Look, y'all, we got to go. It's time to get up out of here. What you anything you got going on? You got Bible study tonight?
Yeah, Bible study tonight. But I'll be back here on Friday. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
For the anniversary.
Oh, I'll see
you.
Y'all, pray us out, please, sir.
Now, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, we thank you. We ask you, God, to look over the bereaved families, those who are confined and distressed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Bless I'll us. Tweak that wabbit. I'll set my wabbit twap. I'll tweak that wabbit.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Go right here.
I'm trying to say it.
It wasn't me.
You talking about the Bible? In Jesus' name, amen. Go on.
I apologize. The button just kicked.
In Jesus' name, amen. See? What the hell, old Kenny, was that?
I didn't know.
I'm praying for the people. Any other fun coming on?
Now, Lord, we wake you for who you are with our wives.
Lord, I was to stand by us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Lord, help us today. I don't know what's going on.
You know, Negroes ain't nothing. Don't be mad, I'm on the rock.
Now, Lord, we wake you for who you are with our wives.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Let me read this comment. We're going to get out of here. Jesus, Lucia said, deacons are appointed and subject to be disappointed if you don't walk in the pastor's anointing. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, amen. Amen. Look, y'all, it's been great. It's been fun. It was good. I apologize for the technical stuff on the Blog Talk Radio side. I know we had some more issues later on. The sound got a little bad or something. But look, y'all, we got to go. Y'all stay blessed. And if you got to drive through these crazy streets of Chicago, please keep your head on a swivel.
Take gas in your car.
And I can't even talk to you. Bye, y'all.
Be sweet. Going up.